Hi, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Darla of Dork podcast. Thank you for being here, and I hope you're doing well. What have you been up to lately? I would love to hear from you. I do use the Anchor app, A-N-C-H-O-R, and if you have the Anchor app, then you know what to do. You can send me a message right through the app, and the Anchor app is free. I will have an ad playing a little bit later, so we'll just leave that for then. But that's how you would send a message if you want to, because I sure would like some ideas, some tips. I don't know if you're like me, but I am really suffering from a shortage of stuff to listen to. And I'm now listening to podcasts that are about other podcasts. I mean, that's getting to the desperation point, people. So I do have some recommendations. Like, I could recommend some to you, and maybe you can recommend some to me. You know, even the podcasts I listen to, like, I listen to Forensic Files, I like Dateline, and 48 Hours, which, of course, they're just the audio from the TV shows. But one thing I like about them is that, unlike watching that on TV, if you ever watch it on TV, you sit down and go, this seems a little interesting. I'll watch this for a little while. Then you're totally sucked in. And before you know it, there's another story starting and it totally sucks you in. And next thing you know, then the next one has sucked you in. And you've been there for 3 hours watching these crime cases when you really just meant to watch 15 minutes of that one interesting story. And that's kind of how that works. But in the podcast, it's a lot more start and stop. So you have control over it. It doesn't just meld right into the next story. And plus, you can do stuff while you listen to a podcast. And that's one of the things I like. And my latest thing is cranking it up and vacuuming, because I find I vacuum a lot more if I'm not listening. You know, I can hear the vacuum cleaner, yes. And I can hear the dog if I vacuum her up. No, I don't. But if I were to vacuum my dog, I would hear her. And stop about 10 minutes later. But anyway, but I do find I'll vacuum a little bit more and maybe a little bit further under furniture and so forth. I just kind of, your brain goes into the podcast and your body goes on automatic and you can get stuff done. So I really like that. But even those podcasts, it's sort of like I'm running out. They used to put out so many, I had more than I could listen to. And lately, it's been a little rough. And of course, I also listen to the True Crime All the Time podcast and True Crime All the Time Unsolved, which I'm pretty sure I told you about before. They're really good. And a new one I've listened to is called True Crime Historian, Richard R. O. Jones reads excerpts from old newspaper articles, basically following cases from old newspaper articles. Like one I listened to yesterday was from about 1878, and that was pretty cool. It was probably like one of the first kill somebody for insurance scams or schemes by several different people that happened. And so it's kind of neat. It has some neat sound effects that kind of put you in the time period. And I enjoy those. I especially like the Western true crime things that he does, because his voice has a neat drawl to it, a drawl that works out really well with a lot of those stories. So I find that interesting. I've always listened to Case File, which has an Australian reader. He's kept his identity a secret, which is probably smart, right? He reads in a very monotone tone. Can I say monotone tone? Monotone tone. And, but you can, those are really good. But if you don't like the monotone, then you may not care for that. I have to admit that there's sometimes I don't like that monotone. And sometimes I say to myself, self, that is really good. That monotone makes it, just more straightforward, you know, with no emotion in it. So it just kind of depends on the mood. I've also enjoyed True Crime Garage sometimes. They kind of have an interesting commentary on the cases. But a heads up on True Crime Garage is that they enjoy a drink together. And it's usually an alcoholic drink. So it could cause trouble if that's a temptation area for you, I think, to hear it. I mean, they actually pour it and you hear the ice and the fizz or whatever, whatever it is you're drinking. Let's see. One of them I've enjoyed lately is not a true crime. It's the Sklar Brothers, S-K-L-A-R. It's called Sklar Brothers Virus Edition. And that's been really nice because they're just kind of, you know, they are comedians. They're twin brothers who are comedians. And you can also catch that. I think they're on YouTube. And then they just put the audio over on the podcast. Now, today I'll tell you about one I enjoyed today. That's actually an old podcast. It was the Dr. Phil, or the Fill in the Blanks. Or I think if you just look up Dr. Phil, Ron White, this one will come up. But it's the Dr. Phil, Fill in the Blanks podcast. He interviews Ron White, who's a stand-up comedian, and I found that really interesting. And that was an older episode. Another one I would recommend is FBI Retired Case File Review with Jerry Williams. So it's FBI. You could probably just type in FBI Retired and it'll come up. The Jerry Williams is a woman, Jerri, and she interviews retired FBI agents, and she is a retired FBI employee, and they discuss some old cases, and she's actually talking to the FBI agents who were in charge of or involved in some very famous cases, like one I believe was the Unabomber. So it's actually very interesting. Now, it can be kind of, I shouldn't say hit or miss, but, you know, FBI agents, you know, some can tell a great story, you know, but they weren't hired to be storytellers. So some of the FBI agents can be kind of hard to listen to or stay interested. Like there's some people who are a little bit like me and they get too far into all the details, into all those nitty-gritty things, and maybe, you know, they can kind of lose the listener when you get too far into all those details. So sometimes it's like that. So if you listen to one episode and you think, that was dry and boring, just try another one. You know, a lot of them are like that. I think also True Crime Historian is a little bit that way, that it's sometimes a little bit hit or miss. And that has to do with just the case or the way the newspapers wrote it. But there's some cases that have some really interesting twists and turns and some that don't. And it's not really the fault of the podcast. It's just the topics, you know. They're not writing the crime, you know. So same situation with the Retired Case File Review, the FBI Retired Case File Review. The title is kind of hard to remember, but anyway, just remember FBI Retired and it'll come up. Another one I would recommend is We Live on a Planet, which is also it's abbreviated WLOAP, and Patrick is the podcaster of that, and he is in Oswego, New York, which, you know, I know that just because every episode he talks about what the weather is there in Oswego, New York. And you think, well, that's kind of, you know, I'm not in Oswego, New York. Why do I care? But to worldwide listeners, that's very interesting. Although he's in Fahrenheit, but I'm sure they can work it out. Not in Celsius. But he's a very chill guy and has just a conversational style. And in a lot of ways, he has influenced me and encouraged me just because he's not all slick. I mean, he's getting there. He's got a He's got a fancy new podcasting board, don't you, Patrick? But but basically, just the idea of you don't have to be perfect at everything to just go ahead and start. If you wait until you're perfect, then you'll never start. It's just the fact, you know. That's just the way it works. You don't get better at anything unless you start somewhere. So if you've been thinking about a podcast, why not? Just, you know, give it a shot. But listen to Patrick and you can hear, kind of, he can talk about the weather. He goes to the facts site or the History Channel and talks about what happened today in history and that kind of thing. And that's pretty cool. Because like I said, I could go to those websites myself, but again, I just like having something with a little info in it while I listen and I do other stuff. Okay, so just wanted to recap real quick the names of those podcasts that I recommended. True Crime All the Time, True Crime All the Time Unsolved, True Crime Historian, True Crime Garage, Sklar Brothers, S-K-L-A-R, Sklar Brothers Virus Edition, and Dr. Phil with his Fill in the Blanks podcast interview with Ron White, which is what that was, the episode was. And We Live on a Planet, W-L-O-A-P. And hopefully you'll enjoy those. I'd love to hear what you're listening to. If you have a chance to let me know, that would be great. And because, like I said, I need something new to listen to. But you'll have a very, very good day, and stay safe. Take care. Bye.